Welcome to the Drive Face podcast number one, the best podcast for information on issues surrounding sports business in the Caribbean. On the Drive Face, we have discussions with sport administrators, coaches, athletes, and various stakeholders in the sporting industry and examine their contribution to sports and entrepreneurship. I'm your host, Dalton Myers. Just a little bit about me. I'm a sport administrator, a columnist, a lecturer, researcher, and also an IAAF authorized athlete representative. I have been involved in sports for many years and do enjoy participating in recreational sports and also following various teams. Big Liverpool fan, which is also important. And one of the reasons why we decided to do this is certainly to expound on various issues that are involving sports in Jamaica and certainly in the region. The podcast won't be just about track and field, but certainly sporting disciplines and helping persons to understand a bit more about the business of sports. In the Caribbean, we think that sport is crucial, but throughout we haven't been doing as great as we should, certainly in the business aspect of it and creating a sporting industry. There are sport policies around the place, but most of those aren't operationalized. So for the next few weeks, months, and hopefully years, we'll be discussing with a lot of sporting administrators from across the Caribbean, a lot of coaches and support personnel for athletes. We also will be having several athletes who will be passing through to give us their perspective on just being professional athletes and what they're looking forward to in terms of retirement. And those will be crucial right throughout. Part of it also is that we want to engage various stakeholders. We want them to be able to tell you, the listeners, what is happening in the industry and in the Caribbean, and also what they're looking forward to in just building that kind of an industry. So those are some of the things that we'll be doing on this podcast. Through the Drive Face, we'll be discussing several topics, including just understanding the business of sports. Other key topics should include marketing sports in the Caribbean, protecting our athletes in sports, assessing some of the sporting championships that are right across the Caribbean, and discussing athlete support. What kind of support are there for athletes throughout the Caribbean in the respective countries, and understanding also how these athletes can generate income from being professional athletes, and some of the support systems that are in place here in the Caribbean, but not just those that are in place, some of the things that we can implement for these athletes. And certainly retirement. What happens to these athletes after they have retired? What are some of the opportunities that are out there? And certainly to look at some of the business models that are in the Caribbean and where there are limitations, look at business models that are outside of the region and how we can adopt some of those. Importantly, in any sporting industry are governance models, governance issues, and we will examine some of those. We hope that this aspect of it will be exciting. We'll be also looking at just investing in sports in the Caribbean, in the respective territories, what we are doing in terms of investing in our sporting industry, investing in our athletes, and investing in the various aspects of what is happening. Importantly, sport tourism for island nations such as ours, nation states, sport tourism is absolutely crucial. And there have been various talk about sports tourism, and we will discuss some of that. What exactly is sports tourism? Some of the key players should be on the Drive Face explaining that to you. And not just exactly what is important, but what are we doing about sports tourism? And some of the things that are being invested. How can we earn from that? More beds, heads in beds. Residual impact of sports tourism. That will be crucial for us on the Drive Face. So we should be having quite a number of persons who will be here with us throughout discussing these. Sports psychology is a crucial aspect of it. Surprisingly, we haven't had a lot of investment in that area, but that also is improving. And also look at what is happening at the tertiary institutions, at the high school level, and just at the junior level academies that are developing in the Caribbean. So it's a lot, but certainly a lot that we want to discuss and should be discussing. And hopefully you'll be having fun hearing from us and all the respective guests that will be here with us on the Drive Phase. So importantly for us on the Drive Phase, of course, is what is happening in the region in terms of sports. Sport is important to the region, and we're having the Drive Phase at a time that several things are happening in the Caribbean. Certainly over the past few days, we've had a change of president where Ricky Skerritt and Dr. Kishore Shallow from St. Vincent and the Grenadines are now the president and vice president of Cricket West Indies, respectively. That is important because cricket is the Caribbean sport, whether we like it or not. Challenges there, and so we'll be discussing those and talking a little bit more about nationalism and sport and how Cricket West Indies or cricket in the West Indies has managed to unify us or divide us, how important that is for the region, and just youngsters who are coming, you know, into sport, trying to make their mark in sport. And what is happening with T20? How is that affecting us as a region versus Test cricket and 50 over cricket? So those are important. There are other aspects of it that we have to discuss: governance issues within Cricket West Indies, governance issues within cricket itself, the territorial boards, and whether or not there should be changes in terms of how delegates are selected to vote. As you know, there are six territories and each territory has two delegates who vote at these AGM. And so that is important, whether or not 6 to 12 persons should decide on the fate of an entire cricket in the region. So we'll be talking about that. We also should be talking about what is happening at the respective board levels. And why that is important is a lot of our history of sport is really from cricket. And while we now have a plethora of other sports developing right across, cricket still remains that main staple that we talk about as the Caribbean nation states. So that part will be important. Again, later this year, we'll be having quite a number of events that, you know, countries will be participating. We have the Gold Cup, and that is crucial. And we should be talking a bit more on that, having persons discuss how important that is for the different countries that will be in the Gold Cup. And while we discuss the Gold Cup, we also will be looking at football in the region. We've had a lot of corruption scandals, a lot of scandals at the FIFA level. And we'll be looking at the impact that has had on the region. Change in Caribbean football leadership, change at CONCACAF. And we'll be looking at those and certainly the changes that have been happening at the FIFA level. Importantly, we'll be looking at some of the professional and semi-professional leagues that are in the region and how impactful those are. And whether or not those athletes or footballers, players, can survive in these leagues, and if these leagues themselves can survive for much longer. At international level, there'll be some other events. We know about the FIFA Women's World Cup, which is coming up in France. And of course, Jamaica has qualified for that. That is a big thing for Jamaica and the region, because certainly it gives us another roadmap in terms of developing successful football program in the region and help to promote women's sports, not just women football, but certainly women's sport in the region. So the FIFA Women's World Cup is very important. There are some other events that should be coming up. We're going to be having the Pan Am Games in Lima, Peru, and that will be in later this year, certainly in July of this year. So the Pan Am Games in Lima, Peru, and we expect quite a number of Caribbean countries that should be participating in that event, and a lot of success in the different disciplines. There's cycling, track and field, of course, but certainly cycling, because we have countries like Trinidad that has been doing really well in cycling, in the various forms of cycling that they have out there. And a lot of the countries have qualified and will be qualifying throughout and will be participating in this competition. So we have the Pan Am Games, and the importance of the Pan Am Games to the region. Importance in the sense that this is another opportunity, and a very big one, for Caribbean countries and athletes throughout the region to be able to compete with some of the best in preparation for the Olympics, because Pan Am sport is really important. So that is crucial. Talking about the Olympics, 2020 is coming up. Tokyo 2020. We all know the Olympics is crucial, but Tokyo is really significant because they put in a lot of work in terms of getting ready for an Olympics. And the various countries are looking forward to having a lot of representatives at these events. Certainly from Jamaica, from the Jamaica Olympic Association, I know they have already launched a campaign which is try and get 10 sport in 2020, which is 10 in 20 campaign. So we look at how that will work out moving forward. There's also a new event called the Enoch Beach Games, and this will be in San Diego. Now, the Enoch Beach Games is crucial primarily because it is really beach events, and beach volleyball, beach football, etc. And this is inaugural and will be in October. Crucial because we have never done this before, but beach volleyball and beach sport is becoming way more crucial and exciting to watch, and I'm looking forward to that. Team, a lot of the Caribbean countries are actually looking forward to sending teams to the Enoch Beach Games. So we expect a lot of discussions, a lot of fun here on the Drive Phase. The idea is generally to get a wide cross-section of discussions and also to reach the entire Caribbean and an international market about sport that is happening certainly in the Caribbean in the first instance, but internationally. We think this is exciting times, and we know that you will be having fun with us here on the Drive Phase. Thanks for joining us this week. Remember, we'd appreciate a rating on iTunes. Tell a friend about the show so they too can spread the word. Remember, feel free to send comments or questions to thedrivephase@gmail.com. Also, you can feel free to follow us on Twitter at @thedrivephaseja and Facebook at @thedrivephase. You can also use the hashtag TDP for updates on all things on the Drive Phase. Until next time, see you then.